Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick it off and go with Jane. Hi, Jane.
Recently, just a day ago, got diagnosed with glaucoma. I was told that it is in fact hereditary, and I had a few questions such as maybe is there anything else that causes that? I was told that it was verbatim hereditary only. Is there anything else that I could do to try to get this out? Right now they've got me like on eye drops three times a day. It started out with like a black spot. My whole eye went black on one side. After all the tests, I found out I got another small dot on the other eye. We don't know if that's going to come back or not. My pressure was like 58, three times the pressure that it should be.
Well, it just depends. The issue is with the eyes and with glaucoma, and the pressure can be coming from different, several different things. And the alternative guys think it comes from one way, I guess, if you will. And of course, medicine agrees that it comes from another. So the best things you can do for overall eye health and to support the eyes. Number one, of course, you got obviously your ophthalmologist probably supporting you in this and carrying you through. The other thing we know for sure about eye health is lutein. Lutein has strong antioxidant properties that support overall eye health and also reducing inflammation in the body as a whole. From a natural perspective, those are some of the best things you can do. From a nutritional and lifestyle-based perspective, some of the best things you can do to support the eyes. The main thing you want to do is stay with what your ophthalmologist has you doing. That's the key. All right. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. Is marijuana going to be a diet? Well, they're saying possibly. So what to eat? Want to eat whatever you want, stay thin, and never exercise? Well, that's the new promise of what researchers at the University of California in Irvine say might become a reality soon in the topic of weight loss. Interesting. In a mouse study, of course it's with mice, but in a mouse study, researchers found that a brain chemical with characteristics similar to an active cannabinoid ingredient in marijuana helped regulate the body's overall metabolism. When scientists tweaked the protein in the mice's brains that turned down the levels of a compound called 2-AG, which is compared to what's in marijuana, the mice's metabolism skyrocketed. So the mice were able to eat high-fat food diets without exercising and maintaining normal blood pressure and no increased risk of heart disease or diabetes. Researchers reported in the March issue of the Journal of Cell Metabolism, the researchers explained that in a university release that the mice were in hypermetabolic state. That means it's going really fast. They said, we discovered that these mice were resistant to obesity because they burn fat calories much more effectively or efficiently than normal mice do, explained Danielle Polamelli. She's a PhD and professor of pharmacology and a researcher on the study. We had known that these chemicals played a role in cell energy regulation, but this is the first time that we found a target where it actually occurred. So specifically, the mice stayed thin because they're brown fat, which exists in all mammals. became hyperactive and was converted into heat much more rapidly. Brown fat naturally burns calories only when the body is in a cold environment. Now, recent research published in the Journal of Clinical Investigation found that to create a similar fat-burning effect in humans, scientists would need to create a drug that blocks this 2AG production in the brain, which they don't anticipate will happen for many, many years. But the fact is that marijuana, which is now becoming more popular, of course, and it's in the news how it's getting legalized in certain states, marijuana actually has chemicals in it that can support overall health when it comes to metabolism. Not that I'm advocating pot. I'm just saying look for some things that are coming around the corner. Don't go get high and then try to lose a bunch of weight. I'm not advocating that at all. Let's go now to Dave. Hi, Dave. Welcome to the show.
To call in regard to heartburn and indigestion. I want to know what causes it. Maybe homeopathic remedies, or something, and what other kind of damage it can cause to your body as far as, have hurt from the heart, and then also your esophagus. So if I get a little more insight on that would be great.
Yeah, first of all, let's look at digestive health as a whole. Everybody wants, and again, I get these questions all the time, you want the... When you say homeopathic, you're looking really for more of a natural approach, is kind of the thought. And when it comes to the GI tract, there's some basic principles for overall digestion. If you deal with acid reflux, if you deal with heartburn, if you deal with any of those kinds of issues, the basic principles are all the same. Number one, you want to increase the good gut bacteria. Number one, by doing that, you can do probiotics. It's very simple. It's a supplemental form you can do. Putting the good bacteria back in the digestive tract is incredible for setting the stage for a healthy gut, healthy colon, healthy digestion. We're only as healthy as the foods we can digest, absorb, and assimilate. Those are the keys. So by putting the right stuff in, that's where you're going to give the best benefits to the body. Good, healthy gut flora, probiotics. You can do yogurt, of course, which has live probiotics in them. It's a great food source. Fermented vegetables like kimchi are great options as well. Building a good digestive tract is exceptionally important, is very important along the way. Now, another key that's very important in this that I really want to focus on in dealing with good gut health is making sure that your elimination is good. The probiotics are important, doing that, but also digestive enzymes. Eating digestive enzymes with your meals every single day is critical. We don't have the enzymes in our soil like we used to have. And so by putting the right kind of enzymes with your food, eating good, foods as best you can, fruits and vegetables, organic if you can, but don't freak out if you can't. I'm just excited that you'd be eating fruits and vegetables and not French fries. So I'm just trying to get people off of that plan. And that's really the key. So focusing on that is good for digestive health. Getting plenty of digestive enzymes. Come off the grains. Come off of gluten, bread, pasta, cereal, crackers for a period of time. Not forever, but for a period of time will really help a lot of the GI distress that could be going on with that. Acid reflux, check out apple cider vinegar. Many times apple cider vinegar as a good food source can help regulate a lot of the hydrochloric acid that may be missing in your digestion due to maybe stress overload, or which is very popular now. And again, make sure you're eating a good, clean, low inflammatory diet as well. All that's in my book, Empowering Your Health, by the way. If your doctor has you on medicine, you want to stay on it. Don't change anything. But maybe take some of these tips to he or she and see what they recommend. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio.
Do you need a new prescription for your life? Are you just not feeling well? Nationally syndicated Healthy Talk Radio host Dr. Asa wants to help you lifestyle your way back to health. His national best-selling book, Empowering Your Health, provides all the guidance you'll need to change your life forever. Let Dr. Asa help to start your health journey to regain your personal health and revitalize your life. Empowering Your Health is available at empoweringyourhealth.com. That's empoweringyourhealth.com.
point in life, everyone experiences pain and inflammation, and usually people turn to certain medications. What people want is quick relief, and until now, there hasn't been a safe and effective alternative. But now, there's AminoActive. AminoActive works as well as medications, but without any harmful side effects. Rather than just masking the pain, AminoActive actually promotes faster recovery. AminoActive comes in both capsules and topical cream. Check out the website, aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166 to get the natural pain relief alternative.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Online at healthcoachradio.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. America, this is your show. It's about your health. It's about your fitness. It's about your life. It's about going to the next level. Now, interestingly enough, one thing that's a hot topic right now with women for sure is breast cancer. It's something that many women are nervous about. They get scared. They don't know what to do. And I want to talk to you about some tips that can help as far as foods go to support the body on the preventative side. Okay? It doesn't mean changing anything your doctor's doing. This is more on prevention for what some of the studies out there are saying about breast cancer. So here's some foods that can support the body. Really important. And me, I love nutrition, so this is a big key. So curry is really important. It's a spice that gives a beautiful yellow color. Of course, it's called curcumin. And really good. Lab studies have shown that curcumin is a whole and supplemental form could play a role in helping fight breast cancer tumors, possibly when combined with certain drug-based therapy. It also may have anti-inflammatory effects that could protect the overall cell health. You need supplements to get enough curcumin to even make a difference. So the foods are okay, but the supplements make a difference. By putting veggie curry full of broccoli, onions, and garlic on your breast cancer prevention menu could help make your anti-cancer nutrition plan a lot more fun. Now, just know, I do think this is very important. There is a new board certification for dietitians on the oncology side, and they're training them very well on how to create supportive therapy as far as foods go and your plan if you're dealing with cancer. And get with a dietitian that's got this credential, and I'm telling you, they'll give you great information. Broccoli's another one. Broccoli's garnered the most attention as breast cancer prevention food. Research has shown that it may block tumor growth, explains Marion, who's preventing the further spread of cancer if it does occur. You can also get this anti-cancer benefit from other cruciferous veggies, including cauliflower, cabbage, Brussels sprouts, and kale. But you most likely need to eat one or more of these vegetables every day, she advises. Marion's a registered dietitian in the study that I'm talking about. Now, garlic's another big one, too. Been around forever. I'd eat a clove every day. But garlic seems to have an impact on what we call cell cycling. It's a process by which a normal, healthy cell might become cancerous. The credit for these goes to a component called allyl sulfide. The allyl sulfides are found throughout the onion family. And so garlic and onions, you can add them to your recipes. And, of course, they make a difference. You can get them in a supplemental form if that's what you want to do. But, again, with people on blood thinners, you always need to check with your doctor before taking any garlic supplements because there could be potential drug interactions on that. Apples are great. Now, apple a day keeps what? The doctor away. That's very true. But there's a catch. If you normally peel your apple and toss away the colorful wrapping, you're tossing away the rich source of antioxidants, fiber, and the compounds, including quercetin, that are strong in the anti-cancer nutrition category. Lab studies show that the apple peel can actually fight the spread of cancer cells. So good news is that you won't need the exotic varieties like all the different fancy kind of apples, Fuji apples and all these other, you know, Granny Smith. The regular Gala apples are just as good. Regular red apples are fine. Of course, you may like the taste of the other ones, but all of them contain most of the tight-packed cancer-fighting nutrients in the peel. Pomegranates are good, too. Now, these are my favorite. Now, I got to be honest. I've always had pomegranate juice, but it wasn't until about a couple of years ago that I actually had a pomegranate. In some of my medical training that I was doing, I had a nurse practitioner, a physician's assistant, eating one, and I said, you know, I've never really had one of those. Let me have it. I'd love to try it. And, of course, if you never had one, you crack them open, cut them open, and it looks like a honeycomb inside with these little red seeds. And, I mean, they're so good. I mean, if you think the pomegranate juice tastes good, the actual fruit, to me, is just amazing. Now, it's very messy. I got it all over myself. I mean, it's like the red dye just goes everywhere. But they're unbelievably good. So, research in the role of pomegranates are saying now are very, very strong, and they're strong in the help to fight cancer growth, especially estrogen-dependent cancers, which, as we know, are a lot of the breast cancer type issues. So some of the things I love about pomegranates that they're talking about that of course, adding to your grocery list is important, but they also can help fight heart disease and potentially prostate cancer, guys. So they're just phenomenal at what they can do. They're very, very good, too. I just love the taste of them. Walnuts are very important. Now, all the nuts are great. Almonds, you know, I talk about them a lot. But the walnuts are fantastic. Now, they have a huge amount of omega-3 fatty acids. They help reduce body inflammation. And we also know that they're great as a preventative measure for breast cancer tumors and also prostate. So this tasty nut, they say, can play a role in your breast cancer prevention. Fish is good, too. Don't forget your omega-3 fats. Salmon is phenomenal as well. But, of course, the anti-cancer nutrition recommendations usually say limit your intake of red meat and processed meats like bacon and packaged deli meats. You always want to lean toward mackerel, salmon, sea bass, and tuna as more of your better choices in this. And I really do. I'm a huge fish guy, too. I eat fish all the time. I think it's one of the best sources of proteins next to eggs that we can get. Flaxseed, they're saying now, of course, is very beneficial in people that deal with breast cancer or they're concerned about it. When you use milled flaxseed, it has a component called lignans, explains in this. And lignans may actually decrease cancer growth, making it a perfect substitute or help or addition to the diet for management in most cancer situations. It's a good adjunct. Remember, these are not cures. These are not the ultimate remedies. These are supportive foods. While you're going through chemotherapy, while you're going through radiation, whatever your oncologist has you doing, you know, talk to them about this. Get a good oncologist-based RD that is, get their little certification in that. It makes a big difference. Soybeans are good, too. Don't forget, we've got some more foods that are beneficial for breast cancer if you're dealing with that or know someone that is. I'm talking about the top foods that will support your body. If you're dealing with breast cancer, you're wanting to prevent it and not go there, or you're under treatment and therapy right now and you want to know what can you do to build your body up. Got a few more foods to talk about that, and back to the calls when we come back. Folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines. Listen to Al McCree of Nashville.
I started taking Amino Active as an alternative to Celebrex. I had the same results as far as pain relief is concerned. It worked just as well as Celebrex, and I didn't have any of the problems with side effects of indigestion. So I'm sold on Amino Active because it really helps me with my arthritis pain.
Amino Active worked for Al to relieve his arthritis problems without stomach upset and the harmful side effects of other prescription drugs. If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Online at healthcoachradio.com.
Call now,
888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Now, one of my favorite areas in the country is Asheville, North Carolina. I love the mountains of western North Carolina. They're beautiful. Of course, being an outdoors guy like I am, I love spending a lot of time over there. But now, one in four deaths in western North Carolina are associated with heart disease. Of course, across the country, the numbers are about the same. But together, I really believe we can change this. And for the last 14 years, Black Mountain, North Carolina, has hosted two of the premier trail races in the country. The Black Mountain Marathon, which is 26.2 miles, and the Mountain Mental Challenge, which is 40 miles. Nationally recognized long-distance races, they weave their way to the base and peak of the highest mountains on the East Coast. The mission of the WNC or Western North Carolina Heart Challenge is education and motivation. So we hope to educate folks about the importance of exercise, one of my big keys in preventing heart disease. And we hope to motivate folks to get out and exercise even more, even if it's just a little bit. I always say just get out and just do what you can. But if we run the race, you can get out and exercise. So the goal of the WNC Heart Challenge is to raise $10,000 to support education and awareness programs for young people in WNC or Western North Carolina through Mission Hospital in Asheville Cardiology. So this year, the WNC Heart Challenge happens on February 23rd, coming up right around the corner. And joining us right now is John Richardson. He's the co-founder of the WNC Heart Challenge. So John, the event, obviously, you're co-founder of, and it has a very special meaning to you. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what it means to you, why you founded it, and where your heart is with, literally, no pun intended, but where your heart is for this event.
Absolutely. Well, the race actually began in 1999, and it was originally marketed as America's toughest marathon, and since then it has grown into an ultra race, a 40-mile component to the race, and it's grown from 50 competitors to now this year there'll be 450 competitors.
Wow.
And I was fortunate enough to be one of the original 50 to run the race back in 99, ran it a couple times, ran the 40 once. And then decided to take a break from running. And I guess about 8 years ago, had actually my little sister got stage 3 melanoma, and I went in to get checked just to make sure I didn't have skin cancer.
Right.
And by chance, my primary care doctor heard a heart murmur. And I kind of laughed about it because I had been an athlete my whole life, and nobody had ever told me I had a heart murmur. And it kind of caught his attention because I'd had a full physical 6 months earlier, and he hadn't heard anything. One thing led to another, and ended up having a aortic valve replacement, my aortic roof replaced. And it was not any fun. It was an incredible challenge, but I was fortunate enough to have some great doctors and great family support taking care of me. And so that was about 8 years ago. And a few weeks ago, I turned 40, and as a goal of mine, I decided I wanted to run the race one more time.
Right.
And didn't want to do it just to do it. I wanted to do it to kind of help raise awareness, because that's something that I'm passionate about. The single most important thing that folks can do for the most part for their health is get out and go for a walk every day for 30 minutes.
It really is. The research behind that is so strong, you know, as far as exercise goes and overall cardiovascular health. And John, you know, as you're sharing this, I mean, I just want to stop for just a second. So, you know, you're about 32, I guess, and you go in and they tell you have a heart murmur, which a lot of times can be congenital. You know, you're born with it and it's something that just never got caught. And as we get older, it can kind of show up. So when they told you that, you know, what were you thinking at that point? Were you just thinking, okay, did they first tell you it was no big deal? How did they get into the replacement? How did you go into that far? And what were your thoughts going through that? I mean, did it change you? And if it did, how?
Oh, it happened over about a month period of time. And I could tell from the way the doctors talked to me that there was some urgency. Mine was congenital, and mine was unique in that it stopped functioning over a relatively quick period of time. So I can remember pulling in. I was living in Atlanta at the time to Emory Heart Center, and my wife said to me, "Well, who are you going to see?" And I told her it was Dr. Book. She was in the car with me. And my wife at the time was the pharmacist for the Emory Village CVS, and she filled all the prescriptions for a lot of the doctors that came out of, sent the prescriptions for their patients out of the hospital.
Right.
And I said, "Dr. Book," and she said, "You mean Wendy Book?" And I said, "Yeah." And she said, "Why aren't you going to see a heart transplant cardiologist?" And that was my first clue that something was up. I really thought it was like a candid camera show. I really thought it was a joke. And at that point, when she sat down and said, "Well, John, you look like you're in great shape, except for your heart, and this is how we need to fix it," and pulled out a diagram and started marking X's and O's, I laughed. I said, whoa. I said, "Hold on, are we talking optional here?"
can we talk about this? Is this something that maybe we can sleep on? Or
what's the deal? I said, "You know, is this guy saying this?" And she said, "Oh, no, you can live maybe another year, maybe a year and a half." unless you get this done. I said, okay. I said, is this something that can go in through my groin and just, you know, run a little catheter up and do it that way? And she laughs, said, no, they're going to have to crack you open. And they do a real good job of it, though. And I was fortunate to have some really good doctors looking out for me. And part of my decision to move to Asheville has been the emphasis on health care and healthy lifestyles and the incredible heart facility that they have at Mission Hospital. And
they do.
And the good doctors there that take care of me now.
Yeah, Mission is a great team over in the Asheville area for sure. Now, the co-founder, that's such an amazing story. To be that young and to be told that and to be facing that is a bit of a challenge. But to rise above it and go through it, and the doctors did a great job, like you said, it just puts you on a path to want to not see other people have to go through any other challenges like that toward their heart. The co-founder of the challenge is Grayson Deal. And I guess Grayson has an amazing story as well. Do you want to share a little bit of that on his behalf?
Yeah, he had an SVT, and this was several years ago. Had it ablated. Everything is great now, but he was inspired to do the same type thing, and he actually thru-hiked the Appalachian Trail and raised a good chunk of change for the American Pediatric Cardiology Association, I think. But he was inspired to do that, and he and I were kind of swapping heart stories one day, sitting down at lunch, and he had just signed up to run this race, and I had signed up to run the race. I said, hey, maybe we could do something with this. Maybe we could help get the word out. So that's kind of how it came together with me and Grayson working together on this.
Well, I think it's a great event. I think it's going to inspire a lot of people, and our hope is that many people in the Asheville area will come together and be a part. And if they can't, even other people that are around the area are really want to support heart health for others and research and that sort of thing can be able to donate and be able to help support others as they go through this. So getting involved in the WNC Heart Challenge can be done in three simple steps on the website. Is that right? Why don't you take us through those steps?
Absolutely. We are supposed to do three things. Number one is educate themselves. And we have a really cool, it's a 9-minute video, and it's just a link on the website that goes to YouTube. There's this family practice doctor up in Canada that's really interested in preventative health. And the title of the video is 23 and a half hours. And the premise of it is, can you limit your sitting or sleeping to just 23 and a half hours a day? So what he's saying is get out and be active for 30 minutes a day. It's a great little piece. It's 9 minutes and 15 seconds, and we really want everybody to, if they do anything, go on the website and check that out because it'll open your eyes to the importance of getting out and exercising every day. And like we said, it doesn't mean you have to go out and run a marathon up a mountain in February up the highest peak on the East Coast. But the whole goal is that if I can do it and if Grayson can do it, and everybody else can get out and exercise, go for a walk 30 minutes a day. The first piece is watch the video and educate yourself. And then the second piece is motivate yourself. Get up, get off the couch, turn off the TV, get outside and enjoy the beautiful weather. Enjoy God's creation out there and just be active. Get a dog, go to Humane Society, get a dog, take your dog for a walk every day, but do something. And then for folks that do want to help financially, the third piece is donate. So we want folks to educate. We want them to be motivated. And we want them to donate because talking with the physicians, the cardiologists at Asheville Cardiology, it's such an epidemic at this point, not just in Western North Carolina, but across the country, that they really feel like we need to be starting early and earlier with the message to get out and exercise. So
you have to, John. You really do. We're talking with John Richardson. Thank you so much, John, for sharing your story and for all that you do as being a co-founder of the WNC Heart Challenge. It's just going to be such a huge impact for the area. And just so you know, the proceeds, whenever you donate to this, will go to the Children's Hospital and the children's programs in the WNC area. Mission Hospital is a huge sponsor of that, and also also Asheville Cardiology. You know, two big players in the area that have made huge impacts in people's overall health that we're excited about. If you want more information, go to WNCHeartChallenge.com. That's WNCHeartChallenge.com. I want to thank John Richardson again for being with us. Make sure to check it out and get healthy on February 23rd. Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community. That's you. Empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fare's Welcome Home at earthfare.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, AT to 71700 at 71700 and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fare every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to six kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fare, please visit earthfare.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set three alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at TubeYoungAgain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or TubeYoungAgain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Online at healthcoachradio.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. America, this is your show. It's about your health. It's about your fitness. It's about your life. It's about going to the next level. Now, interestingly enough, one thing that's a hot topic right now with women for sure is breast cancer. It's something that many women are nervous about. They get scared. They don't know what to do. And I want to talk to you about some tips that can help as far as foods go to support the body on the preventative side. Okay? It doesn't mean you change anything your doctor's doing. This is more in prevention for what some of the studies out there are saying about breast cancer. So here's some foods that can support the body. Really important. And me, I love nutrition, so this is a big key. So curry is really important. It's a spice that gives a beautiful yellow color. Of course, it's called curcumin. And really good. Lab studies have shown that curcumin as a whole and supplemental form could play a role in helping fight breast cancer tumors, possibly when combined with certain drug-based therapy. It also may have anti-inflammatory effects that could protect the overall cell health. You need supplements to get enough curcumin to even make a difference. So the foods are okay, but the supplements make a difference. By putting veggie curry full of broccoli, onions, and garlic on your breast cancer prevention menu could help make your anti-cancer nutrition plan a lot more fun. Now, just know, I do think this is very important. There is a new board certification for dietitians on the oncology side, and they're training them very well on how to create supportive therapy as far as foods go in your plan if you're dealing with cancer. And get with a dietitian that's got this credential, and I'm telling you, they'll give you great information. Broccoli's another one. Broccoli's garnered the most attention as breast cancer prevention food. Research has shown that it may block tumor growth, explains Marion, who's preventing the further spread of cancer if it does occur. You can also get this anti-cancer benefit from other cruciferous veggies, including cauliflower, cabbage, Brussels sprouts, and kale. But you most likely need to eat one or more of these vegetables every day, she advises. Marion's a registered dietitian in the study that I'm talking about. Now, garlic's another big one, too. Been around forever. I'd eat a clove every day. But garlic seems to have an impact on what we call cell cycling. It's the process by which a normal, healthy cell might become cancerous. The credit for these goes to a component called allyl sulfide. The allyl sulfides are found throughout the onion family. And so garlic and onions, you can add them to your recipes. And, of course, they make a difference. You can get them in a supplemental form if that's what you want to do. But, again, with people on blood thinners, you always need to check with your doctor before taking any garlic supplements because there could be potential drug interactions on that. Apples are great. Now, apple a day keeps what? The doctor away. That's very true. But there's a catch. If you normally peel your apple and toss away the colorful wrapping, you're tossing away the rich source of antioxidants, fiber, and the compounds, including quercetin, that are strong in the anti-cancer nutrition category. Lab studies show that the apple peel can actually fight the spread of cancer cells. So good news is that you won't need the exotic the varieties, like all the different fancy kind of apples, Fuji apples and all these other, you know, Granny Smith. The regular Gala apples are just as good. Regular red apples are fine. Of course, you may like the taste of the other ones, but all of them contain most of the tight-packed cancer-fighting nutrients in the peel. Pomegranates are good, too. These are my favorite. Now, I got to be honest. I've always had pomegranate juice, but it wasn't until about a couple of years ago that I actually had a pomegranate. In some of my medical training that I was doing, I had a nurse practitioner, or a physician's assistant, eating one, and I said, you know, I've never really had one of those. Let me have it. I'd love to try it. And, of course, if you've never had one, you crack them open, cut them open, and it looks like a honeycomb inside with these little red seeds. And, I mean, it is, they're so good. I mean, if you think the pomegranate juice tastes good, the actual fruit, to me, is just amazing. Now, it's very messy. I got it all over myself. I mean, it's like the red dye just goes everywhere. But they're unbelievably good. So, research in the role of pomegranates are saying now are very, very strong, and they're strong in the help to fight cancer growth, especially estrogen-dependent cancers, which, as we know, are a lot of the breast cancer type issues. So some of the things I love about pomegranates that they're talking about, that, of course, adding to your grocery list is important, but they also can help fight heart disease and potentially prostate cancer, guys. So they're just phenomenal. And what they can do, they're very, very good, too. I just love the taste of them. Walnuts are very important. Now, all the nuts are great. Almonds, you know, I talk about them a lot. But the walnuts are fantastic. Now, they have a huge amount of omega-3 fatty acids. They help reduce body inflammation. And we also know that they're great as a preventative measure for breast cancer tumors and also prostate. So this tasty nut, they say, can play a role in your breast cancer prevention. Fish is good, too. Don't forget your omega-3 fats. Salmon is phenomenal as well. But, of course, the anti-cancer nutrition recommendations usually say limit your intake of red meat and processed meats like bacon and packaged deli meats. You always want to lean toward mackerel, salmon, sea bass, and tuna as more of your better choices in this. And I really do. I'm a huge fish guy, too. I eat fish all the time. I think it's one of the best sources of proteins next to eggs that we can get. Flaxseed, they're saying now, of course, is very beneficial in people that deal with breast cancer or they're concerned about it. When you use milled flaxseed, it has a component called lignans, explains in this. And lignans may actually decrease cancer growth, making it a perfect substitute or help or addition to the diet for management in most cancer situations. It's a good adjunct. Remember, these are not cures. These are not the ultimate remedies. These are supportive foods. While you're going through chemotherapy, while you're going through radiation, whatever your oncologist has you doing, you know, talk to them about this. Get a good oncologist-based RD that is get their little certification in that. It makes a big difference. Soybeans are good, too. Don't forget, we've got some more foods that are beneficial for breast cancer if you're dealing with that or know someone that is. I'm talking about the top foods that will support your body. If you're dealing with breast cancer, you wanted to prevent it and not go there, or you're under treatment and therapy right now and you want to know what can you do to build your body up. Got a few more foods to talk about that and back to the calls when we come back. Folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great, and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.